This is a test of some kind, isn't it? I simply won't accept that.
Oh, I see, it's my fault, is it? Oh, of course, there I was thinking it was your fault because you've been left in charge, or Manuel's fault for not waking you, and all the time it was my fault!
I should like to take this opportunity of saying that you are the most obnoxious, trumped-up, party little snakehead it has ever been my misfortune to encounter!
Computer, what happened?
Staring at her cleavage.
Please try to understand before one of us dies.
Thank you very much.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
Will you answer that phone, dear? No, not you, you Spanish imbecile. Oh, caramba!
Look, I'm afraid we can't take your call right now, as my wife's obviously got something far more important to do, like painting her fingernails or something. So please speak after the beep and we'll get right back to you. Thank you so much indeed, Charmed, I'm sure.
Now, I don't want to debate about it. If you're not over here in 20 minutes with my door, I shall come over there and insert a large garden gnome in you. Good day.
You need a guinea pig.
Oh, I see. This is one of those silly human rituals. You're playing hard to get.
Ooh, I'm sensing some hostility here.
I do believe you're jealous.
Bye, don't worry. I'm sure you're just as real as I am.
Mech, etc. And I'll be back.
Should we take a break for a while? It appears my intelligence circuits have melted.
Don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. I learned it from a book.
We have to out Ferengi. The Ferengi.
Greetings. You have reached the Sixth Sense Detective Agency. We know who you are and what you want, so at the sound of the tone, please hang up.
Don't say anything to anybody. He's dead. Ah. Shot, was he? In his sleep? Ah, well, you're off your guard, you see.
Oh, hello. You've reached the Monty Python City Voices Preservation Society. If you have a city voice, you may make your donation after the beep.
What if you could travel to parallel worlds, the same year, the same Earth?
Hi. No, this is not a blip bird. This is Max Hedrum on Network 23. And I know that right now you're looking at me and you're thinking, wow, he could become a star. So before you get the wrong idea about me, let me just say very humbly, you're right, I could.
Please explain to me the scientific nature of the WHIM.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us die.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us die.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us die.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us die.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us die.
Well, when you figure it out, email me.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
What if you could travel to parallel worlds?
Hi. No, this is not a blip bird. This is Max Hedrum on Network 23. And I know that right now you're looking at me and you're thinking, wow, he could become a star. So before you get the wrong idea about me, let me just say very humbly, you're right, I could.
You're just another weak human.
I learned it from a book.
Please try to understand before one of us dies.
I learned it from a book. 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 I learn it from a book. I learn it from a book.
Please explain to me the scientific nature of the whammy.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
But, don't worry. I'm sure you're just as real as I am.
Max Hedder, and I'll be back.
Could we take a break for a while? It appears my intelligence circuits have melted.